Sandy Chalmers.
We began broadcasting from Piccadilly Gardens on the 10th of September, 1970.
Richie Beno.
Welcome to the highlights of the first day's play of this second test match. Marvellous day, weather-wise.
Ian McDougall.
There he stood looking like what, in fact, he was.
Gary Owens.
Remember, Ed's almost good beer was brewed in God's country when God wasn't looking.
Shaw Taylor.
Did they run through the underpass to Rushington?
Derek Chinnery.
I think that's a form of public service that the BBC can be proud of.
Jean-Louis Cremier-Briac.
The order was to try to delay the Germans.
Colin Bloomfield.
Wow, what a moment that was for me.
Susan Sheridan.
So somewhere in the middle, I found the voice of Noddy.
Peter Donaldson.
The headlines again. BBC News.
Richard Wheatley.
Nobody really agrees what jazz is, so that's part of your problem and part of your opportunity.
Mike Allen.
So we pause, and it was a day to mark 9/11.
Emily Boll.
We don't take ourselves seriously at all, and that has got us through.
Kathy Seger.
They've just been walking around a place I'd never heard of, a place called Newmore Hall.
Bob Hopton.
The commercial arm of radio made a lot of changes that impinged upon the BBC.
From all of us in radio and your listeners too, thank you.